Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Broadcasting nationally from his studios at the Talkers Communications Center, it's the Michael Harrison Show. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
Thank you very much. Today is a very interesting day, and I find that last hour of our program touches on something that we talk about a lot. It seems to be just a part of the human condition. The human being, the human species, the human animal is a marvelous creation. I mean, it is probably it certainly is the most complex and sophisticated machine or invention of, God's universe. And yet it has some flaws in it. One of the problems is we tend to become addicted to stuff, whether it's food, as we were talking about before, drugs, rampant, if you're going to talk about current events and what's going on in the news, sex. We've even talked about being addicted to our smartphones. I mean, we are so curious and we're so involved with everything around us, and we take things in and we sample and we try things, and then we become addicted to them, and then we spread that addiction to our children and we pass it on. And I guess the word addiction is something that you can't talk about the human condition without touching on it. I have two gentlemen joining us for this segment of our program, and they swim in the ocean of addiction. I mean, they help people all over the world. They're the co-founders of an entity called In the Rooms. In the Rooms, described as a global recovery community. They started it years ago. They're the co-founders of it. And I've met one several years ago, and I'm about to meet the other, Kenny Pomerantz and Ron Tannenbaum. Let's start with Kenny. Hi, Kenny.
Hi. Good afternoon, Michael. It's good to be here.
It's very good to have you. And hello, Ron.
Hi, Michael.
Now, I assume you're both at a separate location, so we're doing a three-way conversation without seeing each other, so we'll be careful not to trip all over each other. Kenny, start. Tell us a little bit about how In the Rooms came about.
Well, In the Rooms, I had been in recovery myself from drugs and alcohol for quite a while, for over two decades, and I noticed that my daughter and Ron Tannenbaum's daughter were spending a lot of time online on MySpace and Facebook, and they had all this wonderful support. And I thought, wouldn't it be fantastic if people in recovery from addiction had support online like a Facebook for recovery?
And that's what In the Rooms is. It's a social media network then.
Exactly. And it's a way to get support, and you had mentioned all the different addictions. We support all these different addictions, drugs, sex, alcohol, obviously, all different types of things except for internet addiction. We don't even attempt to touch that.
Well, I remember, Kenny, I remember when I met you, I was at an event at a mutual friend's house, a relative of yours, friend of mine, and there was a lot of family there. I was not part of the family, but I'm an old friend, and I met you for the first time, and you were online constantly. And you were dealing with, you weren't dealing with friends, you weren't dealing with anything frivolous, you were dealing with people in recovery, and the whole time that I was there, that was always going on. Is this in your life all the time? Are you like Batman? Are you constantly on call to help people?
Well, we are constantly on call. That was just an unusual situation. A couple of people. What happens in the drug and alcohol arena is when people get into trouble, they don't often pick the most opportune moments, and it's in the middle of the night. But when they do hit a crisis, we believe in striking while the iron is hot. When somebody is out looking for help, we want to be there with help and the resources available. So, both RT and I both have been around for many, many years. And that's part of what we do. From the time I first got clean, the first thing I tried to do was help somebody that was new at it.
And you've gotten addicted to being a good guy, and that's great. Now, Ron, now if I ask anybody a question that the other one is more skilled at or has a better aptitude to answer, just you guys make that call. But Ron, I'm going to ask you this question, and you two are recovering, I assume, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Is there a common thread to all of these addictions that we've talked about, aside from the Internet one? And we're going to get into that in a moment. But is there a common physiological or psychological thread connecting addiction in general, that somebody who's addicted to, say, sex, or somebody who's addicted to food, has something physiologically or psychologically in common with somebody who is addicted to opioids or other kinds of drugs?
Definitely. It's a compulsive disorder, and what happens is it makes your life unmanageable. That's what happens when you go from your social use of sex and drugs and alcohol and gambling to your addiction. It becomes compulsive to the point where your life becomes unmanageable and you're hurting everyone around you, even yourself.
I hadn't thought about gambling addiction. That's another one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a big one.
That'll destroy your life. That is probably one of, well, they're all dangerous, aren't they? It's hard to quantify which are the most dangerous. But if you had to, what would you say are the biggest problems facing our society in terms of addiction? Either one of you jump in.
I think the worst addiction is the one you have.
Wow.
If I have a gambling addiction, that's the worst for me. And I happen to have a drug addiction. I just celebrated 33 years yesterday. Was it 2 days ago, 33 years of long-term recovery. So that was the worst for me, was the drugs. And whichever addiction someone has is the worst. I don't know if there's any one in general, but they all destroy lives.
That's just right now we hear in the news, and we all know somebody. Everybody knows somebody who's involved with the current concern over opioid drugs. And you hear it, and frankly, I just didn't even know what it was about, and I'm starting to learn about it. It seems that painkillers have been either dispensed without the right amount of restraint, they have side effects and addictive qualities that the medical establishment did not expect. But what is the status of this opioid situation? Again, either of you can jump in.
Well, it's interesting because we had called this years ago when the pain clinics were sprouting up all over Florida, and we realized that there were so many people trying to stop those clinics, and once they stopped them, both Ron and I both felt that this was a perfect invitation for this heroin epidemic. That it was clear as can be that these are people that were hopelessly addicted and weren't going to stop just because the drugs weren't available through a pharmacy any longer. And the heroin is much less expensive. And I think what's got the attention of the American public is it's no longer in the urban areas. This is middle class, upper class. These are the kids of our neighbors, and it's frightening. I think we're losing close to 120 a day to overdoses, and that's not to count the number of first responders that are called out to deal with overdoses that don't result in death, that happen every single day in our communities all across the country. It is an epidemic.
Now, when you say an overdose, that means somebody who's taking a prescription drug and taking it more than they're supposed to, or what? Now, don't answer yet because we're going into a break, but I'd like to talk about becoming addicted to prescription drugs and then overdosing on it and just what that means. We're talking to Kenny Pomerantz and Ron Tanenbaum from In the Rooms, and their business is to help people deal with addiction. More coming your way with Michael Harrison.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Conversation about life in these rapidly changing times. The Michael Harrison Show.
We're talking with two fascinating gentlemen, Kenny Pomerantz and Ron Tenenbaum. They're the co-founders of an online social network that has been around for decades called In the Rooms, helping thousands of people around the world dealing with addiction through, I guess, it's a support group. And before we go further, I'd like to backtrack to where we left it when the break began. You talk about overdoses. Now, at what point is an overdose an overdose when you're dealing with somebody who's dealing with prescriptions and they become addicted to a drug that is being prescribed by doctors to deal with pain. Am I off base here? Are most doctors doing it properly and people are taking more than they should? What's the story with that?
I think we're getting out of our real area of expertise. You know, we take a different stance on this. We're not the ones that judge whether or not somebody is taking too much of any substance. What we are there for is once they've decided that they're taking too much, like Ron just pointed out to, and whatever the substance is, it could be marijuana, it could be whatever the substance is, when they've realized that they've had enough and they don't know how to stop, that's where they come to intherooms.com. We are a support network, and we are there with other people that have been, no matter what the topic is, there's somebody there that can help somebody through it.
And it really comes down to support. Support is very important. Now, each of you have had your own issues many years ago, and I assume that you have lived very clean and sober lives through these decades. Do you provide each other? I know you're both very good friends, as evidenced by the fact that you're both on the program together and have done that before. Do you provide each other through your friendship with support? And is it an ongoing process forever? Is whatever it was that you were addicted to decades ago still somewhere in the back of your mind as something that you worry about rearing its ugly head that has to be resisted and that resistance be maintained?
Yeah, for me, it's not always on my mind, but it's part of my life. I still am very active in recovery, as Kenny is, and we still help a lot of people on a daily basis, sponsor a lot of men, and still go to face-to-face live meetings. And, of course, we're involved in intherooms.com on a daily basis, probably 20 hours a day. But it's not that sitting by the window looking at Joe's bar light flashing on and off and wondering, should I drink or should I not drink? Should I get high or should I not get high? I don't think really about getting high anymore or killing the pain of anything that I have with a narcotic or a substance. But it stays in the front of my mind because I don't want to lose what I have in my life today and go back to where I was before.
Now, you both are family men. You have children.
Sure. And our families are, my family refers to Ron as Uncle Ronnie and his wife, Aunt Phyllis. His wife has got over 30 years. My wife has got 30 years in the program of recovery. And we're very close. Our children were raised, Ronnie and I would bring our kids to recovery meetings, and they were raised with 12 steps in their lives, and they've grown up to be wonderful. We have four kids, and all four of them are absolutely wonderful, well-adjusted adults today. And I credit the way that we live with that we don't have to worry about them on a daily basis, and they made it through the roughest times. They've actually sent their friends to us for help when they've had issues.
Have both of you been clean from the drug addictions or whatever? We'll get into that in a moment. Through your entire parenthood, I mean, have these kids grown up never seeing you drinking or taking drugs or whatever it was that you did?
Correct.
None of our kids have ever seen us drink or drug. And Kenny's oldest son is 28.
And, yeah, 27.
And the youngest is my son out of the four. He's 23. And none of them have ever seen us pick up a drink or a drug in their life. And that's how, like you, in your introduction, you said how it's handed down and, you know, from in generations, addiction. But that's how we try to break the chain of addiction, is to role model our children and people in our lives on how we live today, not tell them how we do it, but show them how we do it.
That I think is one of the most important things that anybody who has children should know, that children will do what they see as opposed to what you tell them. That being the role model really is the key. What were your stories, Kenny? Let's go back to young Kenny Pomerantz before you became this incredibly wise and helpful man. What were you like that got you into trouble?
It wasn't pretty. I was the son of a police chief. I was expected to behave better than everybody else, and I went off the deep end. I wanted attention. I came from two high-profile parents. My mom was an actress. My father was on television just about every night, and I just rebelled. And what happened was, thank God, I had lots of arrests. I never had to spend any time, never had to go to prison. I also got off from most of my arrests. Most of them were for drunken, disorderly, resisting arrest with every single one of my arrests. And I had 5 DUIs, and it was the 5th DUI, Halloween night, 1982, when cops beat the heck out of me. And I was given a choice. I said that they said to go into a treatment program. I didn't even know what a treatment program was back in 1982. But I went in against my will, and something made sense. And I've been clean and sober from that day.
So
and
you were
through the death. Yeah. Sorry.
Wow. You were arrested and your father was the police chief. That had to.
You talk about a
movie. That had to be excruciating pain for the family, for you and your father and your mother and everybody else.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
It was heartbreaking for them, and I was out of control. In fact, my parents told me when I was in treatment that they had actually prayed that I would just pass away and not kill anybody else. That
oh my
was their
gosh.
Fear, that I was, that they didn't, that they thought I was hopeless, that I was never going to get help. I was never going to get clean and sober. And they prayed that I would just pass away in my sleep.
That is the most.
I wouldn't harm it. Yeah.
That's outrageous. Can you imagine the pain of parents praying that their child passes away? I am freaked. That is so candid and so powerful a statement, Kenny. We're taking a break. Stick around. And then, Ron, we're going to talk about your story. I'm Michael Harrison, and this is The Stuff of Life. It's stranger than fiction. Amazing.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Michael Harrison at 877-807-4048. And now, your host, Michael Harrison.
And I'm talking with Kenny Pomerantz and Ron Tannenbaum from In the Rooms, a social media network that is a support system around the world for various addictions. And we've been talking about the entire spectrum of them. The story of Kenny's background many decades ago when he was addicted to drinking and the problems it caused for his family is very compelling. He's obviously certainly risen above it and is helping thousands, countless thousands of people do the same. Ron Tannenbaum is co-founder of In the Rooms. It's your turn. What was your story? I'm sitting here bracing myself, you know.
Well, I'm not going to get into my whole story. You'll plot.
Oh, come on, Ronnie.
In a nutshell, it sort of mirrors what's going on in the world today because, you know, I started out in college socially smoking marijuana, which progressed into every drug You know, the cats where Kenny and I met up at the University of Florida in Gainesville doing our graduate work in drugs and alcohol abuse.
Get it.
So we, you know, and finally it took me to the depths of a heroin addiction. You know, I tried it in college, snorted it in college, and I liked it. But, you know, it took time. And before I knew it, I crossed that line that we just were speaking about, the prescription drug addicts that the youth today and the people today, not all youth, it's a problem, a cross section from seniors down to the young people in this world. They
yes.
go from prescription drugs and cross that line into addiction. And when they can't get prescription drugs or don't have the money to get prescription drugs, they start using heroin. Well, that's what happened to me, not the prescription drug part, but I became a heroin addict. And, you know, when you become a heroin addict, you lie, you cheat, you steal, you con, anything that you have to do to get that next fix. And that's what's happening in the world today. And what happened was it came to 1983, and I was at a friend of mine's house who also happened to be in recovery. And I was not. I was still using. And he said, let me help you. And it was that day, September 20th, 1983, I said, help. And he picked up the phone and called Kenny, because he knew, we all knew each other in college. And Kenny came over, and he was in recovery already, just 6 months. Kenny had 9 months, I think. And they took me to my first meeting that night. As a matter of fact, I tried to tell him, I can't go to the meeting. I'm too sick, you know, withdrawing from these drugs. And they picked up a trash can and said, you can puke in the meeting. And they dragged me to a meeting. And I saw a few other guys that I knew there that were friends. And I walked out of that meeting. I said, you know, I never have to pick up again. And I never did. I never went to treatment. I got clean in the rooms of a 12-step fellowship and never picked up a drink or a drug since. So that when I speak to parents and spouses today, they say, how is my kid or how is my wife or husband gonna get through this? I tell them the same way I got through it. You know, one day at a time, and when you're ready, you're ready. And when you're not, you know, you're not. But there's so many more tools today to help people get clean and sober.
Did you go through the physical pain that, you know, that we see in the movies, those of us who have not personally experienced either heroin addiction or somebody going through withdrawal? These horrific scenes of a person in a room for 36 hours screaming and banging.
Oh, yeah, more than 36 hours. I remember, I'll tell you this story, more than 36 hours. But the sleep patterns and everything are way off. And I remember it must have been a month, maybe 6 weeks after I stopped using drugs. I woke up one morning and I said, wow, what's wrong? What's different this morning? And finally it hit me. I slept through the night.
Wow.
One of those realizations that I hadn't done it in so long. And here it was. It's nothing to most people, but down the road, 4 or 6 weeks, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I slept through the night without taking a drink or a drug.
No, that was a milestone.
One of the toughest things. One of the toughest things for people new in recovery is that they feel they need to get to sleep. And that is one of the first pieces that has to get addressed, because they take something and then all bets are off, because the brain doesn't know where that mood altering chemical is coming from, whether it's from a doctor or from a drug dealer.
Wow, amazing. Now, the audience of this program, this program is in transition. We're talking to an audience that has been fans of the late Dr. Joy Brown. This was a psychology show call-in with a clinical psychologist. I would say that the people listening to this program are highly educated. I would say that they're very good people. I get that from the feedback. This is about my eighth or ninth show doing this. Our dear friend Dr. Joy Brown passed away. And so this is sort of an ad hoc attempt to keep the spirit of the show and keep her message and keep this type of radio alive. This is almost like an In the Rooms radio show. It's not a recovery show, but we're dealing with the stuff of life, and that's a pretty wide spectrum. So the point I'm driving at, I want to make this a meaningful listening experience for the people listening. I have heard it said that heroin addiction is something that now is affecting people all walks of life, all demographics, and people that you never would expect would be heroin addicts. Like it's a big problem among suburban housewives. Now, I hear this. I don't know. I do not know any suburban housewives who are heroin addicts, but I hear it all the time. Is there truth to this?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, absolutely, and where I think where it's hitting home even harder, it's the kids that are dropping dead that we get to see that are in their early to mid 20s and they're dropping like flies, Michael. I've never seen this before. Kids that are flirting with recovery and yet they figure, well, I can get high one last time. And it turned out to be their last time. But we see it all the time now, and it's very, very disturbing.
But let me just say this also. I don't know how many suburban housewives are heroin addicts, but we talk about the opioid epidemic. It went from the opiate epidemic. Now it's the opioid epidemic. It doesn't matter if it's heroin, morphine, or any other opiate or opioid. It's the same addiction. Like Kenny said, the brain doesn't know if it's heroin or if it's Oxycontin. They're both opiates, and you're addicted to it. It doesn't matter if it's heroin or Oxycontin. And I think when people disseminate again, like they would say, oh, RT, that's me. They call me RT. He was a heroin addict. It puts a label on that heroin addict, a little black label on it. When they say, oh, he's a prescription drug addict, it sort of softens the blow a little bit. That's my.
You're absolutely right. You're right. I feel that way too, but I know better. My intelligence tells me that's not the case, but emotionally, you respond very negatively to heroin addict.
Exactly. So now people, it's used. We hear it all the time. As oh, my wife or my kid, not that bad. He's a prescription drug addict. He's not a street addict. You know.
Well, we have social biases that we attach to this that really have no applicability whatsoever. As you say before, the brain, the physiology of the brain doesn't know the difference.
And an addict is an addict. An addict. You're addicted. You're an addict. I mean, but the epidemic now happens to be opioids, regardless of what the drug is, whether you buy it on the street or get it from a pharmacist. It does the same harm and detriment to the family and society, regardless of the drug. You know, it's a horrible situation, and we're here every day, 365, 24 hours a day, for a support platform to help people through what they're going through, regardless of their addiction.
Well, within the next 15 minutes, we are going to give everybody listening the numbers to call and where to go in case this is something that they can use. So, folks,
sure.
We're not going to let you down on that. But is it safe for me to say that you have helped hundreds of thousands of people during your career in this particular project?
Without a doubt.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, so you have a large sample base to draw from. We're taking a break now, but I'm going to come back. I'm going to ask you, there are no people coming to your In the Room to cure themselves of, like, computer addiction, I would think, although maybe that's the case. I want to know where the real dangers in our society are in terms of numbers. That's next. We're talking to Kenny Pomerantz and Ron Tanenbaum, RT. They are the co-founders of In the Rooms, a global recovery community, a social network to help addiction. And we got plenty more coming your way with Michael Harrison.
The Safety Oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Call in at 877-807-4048. And now, Michael Harrison.
I've been doing a lot of thinking during this break about my own feelings and my own addictions. I was addicted to cigarettes for many years, and as discussed earlier, sometimes I have my own battle with food, you know, and overeating, and then I fight it back. And I definitely have a real psychological dependency on having this new technological appendage that grows out of my hand with me at all times called the smartphone. Kenny and Ron from In the Rooms, intherooms.com, I used to hear people say, you know, it's harder to give up cigarettes than it is to give up heroin. And I somehow feel that's not true, based on what we've been saying and talking about. And of course, you know, alcohol is something that we've all been familiar with in our culture since we're kids and for hundreds of years before. What is the spectrum of seriousness about all this? You don't really have people coming to In the Rooms because they're addicted to their cell phones, are they? Or cigarette smoking?
See, what we do see, Michael, is we've got, it runs the gamut, and we've got all the meetings from AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, all the 12-step type programs, Crystal Meth Anonymous, and we even have agnostic AA and NA. A lot of people come to meetings and they don't want to hear the talk of God. Well, we've got meetings where they can avoid that and still get recovery. We've got all types of meditation meetings and sexual addiction meetings, family member support, Al-Anon and Maranon groups, and adult children of alcoholics. All these different support
groups. We have Nicotine Anonymous, too.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Very popular.
So, and you work in conjunction with these. You're a support group. You're sort of like a hub of a wheel, and they all like overlap with what you do.
We're essentially a clubhouse. We're like the corner church that allows the basement to be used for meetings. We've got lots and lots of different meetings, and everybody comes on, and in between the meetings, they get to socialize with one another. So it's a social aspect of this, because where else are you, a drug addict's going to meet these the sex addicts and the adult children of alcoholics, and it's a place where we all have a common understanding and a yearning for ongoing support and a place to be friendly and warm, and that's what we created. We created something that nobody else has, Michael, and that is online live interactive video meetings. Nobody else has done this, and we started it, I guess it's almost been 2 years now. We've had it up and running with a partner, TalkBox, out of San Francisco, and it allows us the technology to have ongoing meetings scheduled across. We have 120 meetings every week, and it's incredibly powerful. When we first started, we thought they would be impersonal, but it's anything but impersonal, because these are people that are on their laptops, on their phones or their tablets, and they're in their living room, they're in their bedroom, they're in their hospital room. I can't tell you how many people log in that are in long-term recovery that have medical issues and they need a meeting, and it's always at their fingertips now.
So that's fascinating.
36 countries. We have 136 countries on our site.
So this is really an example. You know, we do a lot of moaning and groaning about how, you know, social media and internet and online, you know, it can't replace human connectivity and in-person friendships, and maybe to a degree it can't. But on the other hand, you're proving that in many ways it's pretty darn good. That this technology we have really does serve to bring people together. Just like I would hope the conversation between the three of us is touching people out there in radio land, that it does work.
You know, when we started this, Ron and I, we like going to our meetings. This is where we see our friends. We love getting the hugs. But there are people all over the country that either don't have meetings nearby, they're single moms with kids they can't take to meetings, they're under house arrest, and we've given them a platform to go to get some of the best, highest quality meetings they'll ever get. And it's a touch of at their fingertips.
All right, so let's take advantage of the couple of minutes we have left, so we don't have to rush, because this is very interesting to me, and time is fleeting. How can people get in touch with you? How can people participate with what you're doing at In the Rooms?
Well, it's very simple. It's intherooms.com. They have to log in and register, and the reason for that is that nothing that ever gets put on In the Rooms will ever show up on any of the search engines. We're behind a firewall. Ronnie and I would be millionaires if we didn't do it this way, but because we've got millions and millions of pages, but they're behind a firewall, and we're just not getting money for those. But it is helping people, and people that do wish to stay anonymous can stay very anonymous behind that firewall. So they go to intherooms.com. It takes a minute or two to register. We even have a phone number for people to call. It's a counseling hotline, a helpline, and people can guide them whether they're looking for treatment or just looking to get some help with navigating the site. Do you want that number?
Yes.
It's 855-399-0014, and there are counselors there 24/7.
Wow.
And yeah. Yep.
Okay. 855-399-0014 and yep. intherooms.com. That's the two paths to take if you want to get closer to be a part of what Kenny Pomerantz and Ron Tannenbaum are doing. And I could just say from personal experience, knowing Kenny for a number of years through mutual friends and family, these guys are the real deal. This is not some kind of thing that I pulled off of a press release. I've been following this for a long time. And I have to say that because we live in a world of scams and all kinds of things, and this is not that anybody necessarily can believe me. I'm new to this, but you know, I'm telling you, this is good. If you need help, check it out, guys. It has been really very, very informative and also provocative talking to you. I appreciate you joining us. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
And one of the things that I would like to point out in the last few minutes of the program today is that, and Kenny and Ron touched upon it, is that this is not just something that kids are facing. This is not just a younger generation or a younger demo problem. This is something that seniors are dealing with, that drug addiction, whether it's opioids or whether it's any of the spectrum of prescription painkillers, it's out of whack. A lot of grandmas and grandpas are drug addicts. And I hope this was helpful. Boy, if that's the case, it makes me happy. Blake Schneider-Hein, thank you for the production support on the program today. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow. My name is Michael Harrison. You can reach me at michael@talkers.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.